Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you for joining us here this morning for, unfortunately, what was an event that, while it is safe, certainly caused a lot of tension and concern after everything that our community has dealt with. For those of you who don't know, I'm Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. I'm joined by the Chairwoman of the Erie County Legislature, April Baskin, as well as Erie County Legislator Howard Johnson. I think this is your district.
Yes.
It is the district of Legislator Johnson. We are also joined by the Commissioner of the Department of Public Works, William Gary. Public Works is in charge of all county buildings, and it is his responsibility to ensure buildings, including the safety and security of it. We also have some representatives from the Buffalo Police Department that are here, as well as the Erie County Sheriff's Office. And I do want to thank the members of law enforcement who immediately responded. Earlier today at approximately 7:30 a.m., the head nurse for the Erie County Department of Health's HIV clinic, which is located here at 608 William Street at the Jesse Nash Health Clinic, of which there are multiple clinics inside, the HIV clinic, the tuberculosis clinic, the family planning clinic. There's also COVID testing and COVID vaccine delivery that's provided here. But the head nurse for the HIV clinic arrived approximately around 7:30, as she normally would, entered the building, went to her clinic location, in which on the second floor, outside the door to the HIV clinic, is a mailbox where members of the public can leave documents or samples as may be. The building is open primarily from 8:30 to 6 p.m. before it's locked for various services. The HIV clinic is generally opened from 8:30 to 4. The HIV head nurse opened up the mailbox, found some documents in there, which is not unusual, also found a paper bag, which is not unusual. Opened up the paper bag and found on a strip of tape that you would normally see from a label maker a threat that a bomb was in the building and you were not going to find it. The charge nurse immediately talked over with another member of her staff, saw that this appeared to be a threat of some kind. They both agreed that this was an issue, immediately identified the security guard who works on the first floor here, who then contacted 911. Buffalo PD, as well as NFTA Transit PD, were immediately on the scene, escorted all of the staff outside of the building, and were beginning a process of determining the safety of the building. Erie County Sheriff's Office, because this is an Erie County facility, arrived immediately on thereafter with members of the deputy staff. And at that point, it became an Erie County Sheriff's Office operation, and the bomb squad from the Erie County Sheriff's Office was brought in. There were a number of deputies and Buffalo PD who came with their canines and swept the building. The process took a little bit longer than an hour, hour and a half. They went through every floor. There are actually three floors to this building. There's a basement where there's offices. There's also the first and second floors, you can see behind me. It's a fairly large health clinic, so it took some time for them to actually do the work. While the bomb squad was doing its work, we officially closed the building for the day, sent the staff home, advised the neighbors about what was occurring here, and waited for the report from the bomb squad. We are very glad to say that the bomb squad went through with multiple dogs, all capable of doing bomb sniffing, and found no evidence whatsoever of a bomb or other type of threatening device in the building. So The building was then given the all clear about a half hour, 45 minutes ago by the Erie County Sheriff's Office for reentry by staff. We have decided to keep the clinic closed today. It will be closed today. It is our intention to reopen it tomorrow. We'll have some more information on that. Occasionally you'll see people driving in that have appointments for various clinical services that are offered here. We've had to send them home and say that the appointments will be rescheduled, and we're trying to reschedule them as soon as possible. We all know what has happened in our community in the last few days. The city of Buffalo, the county of Erie, they're in pain. They're hurting. 10 lives were taken when a white supremacist came to our community to kill as many African Americans as he could in as short a period of time as possible. And if not for the bravery of deceased top security guard, former Buffalo PD officer Aaron Salter, he probably would have killed more people. If not for the bravery of the Buffalo PD who responded and were able to apprehend him and take him into custody, he would have killed more people. Our community is on edge. Our community is hurting. And this is not funny. The individual who did this is going to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I have staff from the Department of Health that are scared, that are hurting, that live in our community, who know exactly what's happened, and they always felt that this clinic is a safe location. Because the information was left inside the mailbox, we know the individual was in the building. The charge nurse who runs the HIV lab or HIV clinic left after her shift on Monday and was not in the office yesterday because she was attending a training for Department of Health employees elsewhere in Buffalo. So we know that someone was in the building after 4 o'clock to its closing time on 6 o'clock on Monday and or in the building yesterday, who left this note in the paper bag. The Erie County Sheriff's Office is working right now on and securing information, including the camera records, as well as the other records of entry that are kept by the security office, as well as the Department of Health here. Our community is hurting. It is on edge. If somebody thinks this is a joke, the joke is going to be when they're standing before a judge pleading for mercy, saying, I didn't think this would hurt. I didn't think it would matter. Well, you're going to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And I know because of the records and the information that's kept here, we are going to find out who did this. And the information with regards to the criminal investigation will be handled by the sheriff's office. And once they have a suspect in mind, of course, the information will be turned over to the district attorney's office. But our community is hurting. It needs healing. It needs to come together, not something like this, which is actually creating more tension, more nervousness, more pain in our community. This health clinic is the primary clinic for many people in this community, not just here on William Street in Buffalo, but a lot of people come to this health clinic from across Erie County for the services that are provided. And we're telling people that we can't fulfill your appointment today because of a bomb threat. And everyone I've talked to has said, oh my God, why would somebody do that? I don't know why somebody would do it. I just don't understand it. But it just destroys the feeling of the city of good neighbors when we see this. So to all who are concerned about the safety and security of the Jesse Nash Health Clinic here at the Sherman Walker Social Services Center at 608 William Street, it is a safe facility. It has been cleared by the Erie County Sheriff's Office in conjunction with the Buffalo PD and the bomb squads associated with them. So I'm not concerned about the safety of this building and if we reopen it tomorrow, but I am concerned about our community and the pain that everyone is suffering as a result of the tragedy that occurred on Saturday. I just once again want to commend the law enforcement officers who were involved. We have some of them actually still here on site. They'll be here on site because there's always the possibility that the person who did this is going to kind of want to wander over and see often what happens. So the Buffalo Police will be here, as well as Erie County Sheriff's. Erie County Sheriff's officers are still in the building with staff from the Department of Public Works and going through the logs associated with the visitors to this facility. We're also taking the camera data. You can even see cameras on the corners of the buildings and on the first floor. So the cameras record who enters the buildings, and that information will be turned over to the Erie County Sheriff's Office so they can complete their investigation. I just want to commend everyone involved, including our Department of Public Works staff that was here assisting in the bomb squad investigation, as well as the Department of Health staff. The Deputy Commissioner, Joseph Abdallah, was here. We have Brian Bray also, my policy director, who works intimately with Dr. Burstein on certain issues. I want to commend the Department of Health staff for acting appropriately, immediately understanding that this was a threat. It needed to be taken seriously, not disregarded. And as a result, the building was immediately cleared. Law enforcement was brought here, and now we can say that the building is safe. But this is the last thing our community needs. And we know that there's been some copycat issues with people making threats elsewhere in this community. And as was said by District Attorney John Flynn and others, you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And to the person who did it, you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And based on the security data we have here, we feel there's a very good chance we'll be able to apprehend this individual. I'd be glad to turn it over first to our chairwoman, Chairwoman April Baskin, Legislator Johnson. And if you then have any questions, we'll take questions.
Thank you. Thank you, County Executive. Thank you for your immediate response to this incident and for your leadership. I want to thank law enforcement, the Office of the Sheriff, Buffalo Police Department for getting out here immediately, surveying the premises, making sure that all employees and community members that were inside evacuated the premises and are now at home safe. We are just days from the most horrific tragedy that has happened in the city of Buffalo. And it has been incited through white supremacy and racial hate. And it is unfortunate that within just hours of that horrific incident happening, the community is again re-traumatized by individuals who have nothing more to do with their time or their life, it seems, but to inflict terror on a specific community because of the color of their skin. And it is my opinion and my belief that this is happening because they wish to get some type of response to be able to use that as a catalyst to continue to attack and terrorize the Black community in Buffalo and Erie County. And that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. We're going to treat all of these incidences that continue to happen, these tragedies, with the utmost of importance and priority here in Erie County. My colleague, who himself has been a victim of gun violence, the only Black male legislator in the county legislature, has had this happen in his district within a week's time, this terror, this pain. It's going to stop. The Black community is not going to stand for it, and you are not going to get the response that you want. What you're going to do is, like our county executive said, is face serious legal consequences. And you, in eternal life, will rot for your choices. I'm saddened for my community yet again today. I am saddened for Erie County. I'm saddened for all of the hate that is continuously being inflicted upon the residents on the east side of Buffalo. And I'm working very hard with my colleagues in government to put a stop to this through policy, through legislation, through safety practices. I understand that we have to first yield and grieve and process this appropriately and make sure that our communities are receiving the trauma care that they are needed, that they need to receive in order to face another day, to fight for their dignity, to be able to breathe, and to be able to even exist in their own communities. It was hard enough to wonder if you can be Black and walk into a church and be safe. Wonder when you're sitting in a church service, if the church facility has safety measures put in place that could protect you, protect the lives of your children. We now have to think about that when it comes to grocery shopping. We now have to think about that when we go to local clinics. This is an attempt to keep us fearful and to terrorize us as Black people. And your attempts will be put to a stop. I'm sorry for my colleague. I'm sorry for my community. I'm sorry for all of the residents that are suffering through this time. But I stand here with my partners in government, poised and ready to address this matter. Thank you. Legislator Johnson.
Good morning. I just want to thank all the legal agencies that were here to quickly vet this out. And the beautiful thing is that there wasn't a bomb. On the way over here, I've received about 5-6 calls from concerned community residents who've heard about this via social media, via, you know, the news outlets, and they are concerned. A few of them have went and pulled their kids out of school. I'm pleading today with those who have access to those social media outlets, those who are making these veiled threats, to stop it. This is not the time to do it. Our community is suffering. We're trying to unite as a community and come together, and I plead today and ask you guys to stop. I'm really pissed off right about now and just don't have anything more to say to this, just to ask those who are making these veiled threats to stop. Thank you.
Thank you, Legislator. As we know, this is probably the worst time I can remember in the history of our community. And there's so many people that are hurting. This wasn't a joke. The person who did it thought maybe it was a joke, but this terrorized the people in that building. This terrorized the people on the streets around us, who came up to me and were worried, is my house at risk? What's going on? I mean, is there a bomb that's going to take out the neighborhood? Is there a shooter in there? And we had to assure them that this was not what it could be. But what it did is it terrorized the people that work here, that live here, that have come up just to actually get their health clinic, their work done. And it's not only unacceptable, it is going to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And whoever did that is out there today, maybe laughing a little. Well, as I said, they're not going to be laughing when they're before the judge pleading for mercy, saying, I just thought it was a joke, because it's not a joke. And I look forward to the apprehension of this individual. As I said, that portion of the investigation, of course, is in the Erie County Sheriff's Office hands. And any other discussions with regards to that going forward will be going through the Erie County Sheriff's Office. I open it up for questions now.
Do you believe this specific clinic was targeted because of the neighborhood that it's in and the services that it provides?
Can't answer that question, Marley. The question was, do I believe that this specific clinic was targeted because of the neighborhood it's in and the services it provides? Really can't answer that. It would all be conjecture. Could be yes, could be no, but it is a community location that many people come to every day. Not only does it have a full staff that works there, but it has many people who come in all the time for services. And I don't know if that's the reason why it was targeted, but I do know that this is a community location that's very important to this community. There are many people who get their primary health care through this community center, and whatever the rationale was behind the individual who did it, it terrorized a lot of people.
There's been a lot of threats lately on social media and various other things, threatening schools, stores, health clinics. What advice do you have for parents, families, guardians, of how to deal with these threats, of these copycat threats that are going on?
Well, first off, I want to assure people there is a security staff here, and at all county buildings there are security staff where we have our workers on a daily basis. But when it comes to the issues associated with the threats and the mental health concerns that people are having, if you have a concern about a location, a public location, you probably need to understand that everyone is taking this very seriously to ensure that location is protected. But then the other thing that we all are concerned about is the health of our community, the mental health of our community. And Erie County is providing free mental health counseling to anyone, not just those who were involved in the incident on Saturday, but those who are hurting, those who are in pain, at the Johnny B. Wiley Center at 1100 Jefferson Avenue. We will be providing that free through May 27th from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. each day. We have specialized services available for children there as well. So if you're hurting and your family's hurting, you can come to us and we will provide services. You can also call the 24-hour helpline through Crisis Services, which I believe is 716-834-3131, and you can talk on the phone at any time. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is. But we know this community's hurting. The county is providing free mental health services. We're providing and helping with our partners free food through Feed More and Tops at two locations now. at the Johnny B. Wiley Center, as well as the Resource Council of Western New York building at 347 East Ferry. So we're doing our best to help our community grieve and get through this and heal, but we know that this process is going to take a long time. I have talked to colleagues of mine from across the United States who've gone through this. Some of them have even called me. In communities that have gone through mass shootings, what they've told me is it takes a long time to heal, and in some ways you never heal. The community will always remember this. Well, it will always be a scar on the community. It's like a scar. I got a scar on my arm from when I was a kid. That happened 40 years ago, but I still got a scar. And I can still remember why that scar was caused. The scar will be there. The scar, the cut heals, but the scar will be there. The families that have lost loved ones are going to be devastated for their life. And as the president said yesterday, hopefully there'll be a day in which the thought of their family member doesn't bring a tear to their eye, but a smile to their face. But that's going to take a long time. And for us, we need to provide the services to the community that are necessary so that we can help people heal, first grieve, then heal, and continue to come together as a community.
I don't know if you want to. Quickly off topic, just regarding the 911 operation.
Yes.
As you know, Saturday night when we were live on the air, I was speaking with a woman who was inside of TOPS. She called 911 to tell them that there was an active shooter, and the 911 operator asked why was she whispering, and then hung up on her.
Yes. First off, the question was in regards to an issue on Saturday when someone who was in TOPS called 911, spoke to a 911 operator who asked why the individual was whispering. And I'm not certain about the who hung up on who, but the 911 operator was inappropriate. On Sunday, our Department of Central Police Services went through all of the calls associated with Saturday's event, because when you call on a cell phone, regardless of where you are in Erie County, your call goes to the Central Police Services 911 call center run by Erie County in downtown Buffalo. So on Sunday, they went through all the calls. They identified this one call, the issue associated with it. It was completely unacceptable. On Monday, the individual was put on administrative leave pending a hearing, which will be held on May 30th, in which our intention is to terminate the 911 call taker, who acted totally inappropriately, not following protocol. We teach our 911 call takers that if somebody's whispering, it probably means they are in trouble. They are in area of concern. And this not just with regards to active shooters, but potentially with regards to domestic violence that someone may be calling. So this call taker, I do not have the name of the individual. And normally we do not release the name of anyone who's currently under administrative suspension or leave, but I actually don't know the name of the call taker. Is currently on administrative leave, was put on administrative leave on Monday after the investigation was performed on Sunday. The individual was called before, I think, even coming into work and said, "You are suspended on administrative leave through May 30th. And it is our intention to terminate that individual for what was completely inappropriate response in a terrible situation."
How long had that worker been on the job for the county?
The question was, how long had the worker been on the job for the county? I don't know that answer. I've just been advised by my press secretary, Peter Anderson, the person had been on the county's job in this position for 8 years. I have not listened to it. I've been described. I've just been truthfully so active with everything else, especially the mental health and the food distribution. I am going to listen to it. But it was described to me by everyone who heard it internally that it was the completely wrong response. Our training indicates to individuals someone may call whispering, because if they are, they could be in danger. It could be an active shooter. It could be a domestic violence situation where the person is in the house with them. But it is inappropriate. Person was suspended, put on administrative leave, and is our intention to terminate that individual. But we have to go through a process that exists through our union contract, in which we go forth, present the information. The individual has an opportunity to respond. our intention is to terminate that employee.
Is that person on leave with pay or without pay?
The person is on leave with pay. That is the standard pursuant to the contract that we have with the employees that work in that division. That is a, I believe, a CSEA employee, a white-collar employee, and under the CSEA contract, they are placed on paid administrative leave. But it is our intention to move that as quickly as possible and have the hearing on May 30th. It may be released at this point. We're waiting. I have to wait for the legal issues associated with it, and we're also going forth with the hearing. But I have not heard it. What I've been told is it's just a completely wrong response. And I'm sure that the transcript will be released as well as the tape eventually. Any other questions? All right, thanks everyone. Be safe and well. And let's keep our the entire community in our thoughts at this time. And hopefully this is the last of these type of stupid acts that we have to deal with. I'd like to say stupid acts, but it's really, as we all said, a terrorizing act that cuts right to the heart of the people who work here, the people of the community. And to the person who did this, you're going to get caught and you're going to get prosecuted.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.